Welcome to Personal Development Sundays, where Stacey A. Cross provides you quick hits on mindset, money, health, fitness, business, and love. Sundays isn't a day for football. It's a day to take your self-development to a whole new level. Working today? That's okay, because these tips, tricks, and strategies are given to you within 5 minutes. Let's get uncomfortable with PD Sundays.
Welcome to PD Sundays. Every Sunday I am Stacey A. Cross. No E in it. Here's the deal. How to be positive when you're in a negative situation. I know that feeling. I know coming home to the negative zone. I know coming home to the argumentative money about everything zone. I know it. Listen, you are trying to be positive in a negative world. Listen, let's reframe that. How about you trying to be positive in a positive world? The first thing I do in order to become more positive in my space didn't do anything really drastic. I just stopped watching the news. Number one, I just stopped paying attention to those scrolls on Facebook. I started actually working, making Facebook work for me versus me working for it. That's what we're doing, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, you want bad news in your face every day? You want media to make you feel a little hurt, sensationalism? You feel a little sad? Here's the deal. I thought CNN made me smarter. I thought watching Fox News and Cramer and all of these guys made me smart. But what I found out is that, listen, I was involved in what they were doing. And half of the things that the news is doing is negative. I was watching this Mark Cuban documentary one time, and he was like, man, I don't watch the news. He said it again, I don't watch the news. Man, I was like, man, how did someone not watch the news? Don't they want to keep current? That traditional mindset that always brings us back to doing the same things that 90% of the world is already doing. They're doing it. They're watching the news, 6 o'clock, 6 a.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., the news, the weather, whatever. I'm telling you, you want to be more positive in a negative world, quote unquote, stop watching the news. Here's another thing that I did. Cut the friends off that just don't mean you any good. Listen, they are not on your journey. You have taken a pledge to sacrifice a lot of things, and one of them is who you're hanging with. See, when I looked around and I called and I spoke to my friends and my family members, and if they were just negative, if they never had anything good to say, if they were just overly critical, even when I told them my slightest goals, have you ever had a friend like that? You told them their goals and they're like, man, you can't do that. Those are the people that keep you in a negative situation. It's tough. You don't want to do it. Hey, listen, I don't even want to do it, man. It was tough for me. But listen, if you want to live a positive life and you want a positive future for you and your family, doing positive things and going out and getting a positive bank account, you might want to drop the negative people situation media that's there to freaking inflate you and infuse you with the garbage of someone else's thing. All right? Start your own thing. This is what you got to do to remain positive in a negative world. But for me, it's being positive, being myself in a positive world. I am Stacey A. Cross, and there is no E in my name. Until next time on PD Sundays.